This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Which way is the housing market going?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We got a couple of conflicting items in housing numbers today. The government said new home sales fell last month, 12%, to their slowest pace on record. But another report out today says the number of mortgage applications jumped last week, thanks to a lot of consumers taking advantage of low interest rates and refinancing home loans. The latest data from consumer credit reporting agency TransUnion shows the amount of money people owe on credit cards in the second quarter dropped to the lowest level in 8 years. We're going to get a little analysis on that from William Dunkelberg. He's professor of economics at Temple University, joining us live this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So we're barely coming off a recession with high unemployment. How are people getting these card balances down?
A number of people, of course, are just paying on them. Another bunch, of course, are getting into trouble and are making deals with the card companies. That is, the card company knows they can't collect all the money, so it makes a deal and says, okay, if you pay half or if you pay whatever, we'll just write off the half and the rest of it you don't owe anymore, and so you are no longer in debt to us. And so a lot of those kinds of write-downs are occurring, and that's one of the reasons why the total amount of debt owed is falling. Is that the card lenders are just writing it off.
This negotiating, that's still alive and well?
Oh, yeah. You can see ads all over radio and TV to have someone negotiate for you, although you can probably do just as well on your own. You can just make an offer to the card company, and they can say yes or no. So if you owe $5,000, you say, look, I can't ever pay. You can't afford to take me to court. How about I pay $2,500, and you call us even, and and often the companies will take that as an opportunity and do it.
If so much is going on along those lines, Professor, what does that tell you about the economy?
Well, we know the economy is weak. We see no job growth. We're going to revise the estimate of economic growth in the second quarter down to a measly 1.3% this Friday. That's my forecast. Not nearly enough to get unemployment rate down. 8 million people lost their jobs since the recession started back in January of 2008. Obviously, if you don't have a job, it's a lot harder to make those credit card payments, and that's the difficulty that we have. So on top of that, if you bought a house in the 2003-plus boom, you probably paid too much for it. You're underwater, so you're under pressure on your mortgage, and so it makes it all very difficult.
Professor of Economics William Dunkelberg from Temple University, thanks for your time today, sir.
Oh, thank you.
All right, let's do the numbers. Markets are off right now, lower by about 0.5% on average or less. It was a lot worse as the day started. The Dow down now 27 points, 10,012. The European and Asian shares are off today, pretty much off anywhere from 0.5% to a full percent. For a lot of people, few things bring as much pleasure in the morning as that first cup of coffee. And for a number of companies, coffee is big business. But the beverage has created some complicated recycling and environmental questions as well. Marketplace's sustainability reporter Adrian Hill joins me now in the studio to talk about it. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
So what's the problem with coffee then?
Some of the ways we make coffee and the ways we drink coffee are posing some problems for companies that want to be environmentally friendly.
So break that down then.
Well, I bet a whole lot of people listening right now have in your hands or in your car cup holder a paper coffee cup. And it turns out those coffee cups are super hard to recycle.
But I thought paper you could recycle.
With paper in these paper cups, there's this waxy coating that actually proves really problematic.
And how many cups are we talking about, Adrian?
I've seen estimates as high as 58 billion with a B paper coffee cups are thrown out in the U.S. every year.
Wow. Now that's a lot of cups.
And we haven't even mentioned styrofoam.
What about the folks who make coffee at home? You said there were issues with that as well?
Yeah, K-cups, those little single-use packets of ground coffee, they sort of look like creamer containers, are impossible to recycle. People like them, though. They're convenient. They're easy. And it's a real problem for companies like Green Mountain Coffee. It sort of built its business around environmental responsibility. But in the third quarter of this year, more than 80% of their net sales were related to those little non-recyclable K-cups.
Oh, wow. So what to do?
Well, if you're a company like Starbucks or Green Mountain Coffee, you're trying to innovate and get your suppliers to innovate quickly. The rest of us, regular coffee drinkers, maybe should consider brewing our coffee the old-fashioned way or bringing along a cup if you go out.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill here in the studio. Adrian, thanks.
Thank you.
By the way, there are 5 tips to make your cup of joe more environmentally friendly at our website, marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellowbook 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com.
Bob Dylan plays San Francisco tonight at the city's Warfield Theater. If you missed the online rush to buy tickets, it's because there wasn't one. Tickets are only available at the theater box office, and you can only pay with cash. Is it a new model for selling tickets? Here's reporter April Demboski.
Tickets go on sale tonight starting at 5:30. But theater staff are prepared for thousands of diehard Dylan fans to set up their lawn chairs before noon. House manager Larry Sykes hired security and armed his bar staff with water and Red Bull.
It's like I've rented porta potties for Market Street. We're going to have street performers for the line. I have a food cart coming.
It's a ticketing sales model from the old days and definitely a publicity stunt on one level. But analyst Matthew Harrigan says there are practical and altruistic motivations, too.
It's obviously to keep people from scalping tickets. I mean, he's trying to be a good guy. Bob Dylan's just trying to make sure that it's not a matter of pricing some people in and pricing some people out.
But Ticketmaster, have no fear. While fans will be spared hefty convenience charges this time around, analysts say the all-day campout is an inconvenience that won't catch on. In San Francisco, I'm April Demboski for Marketplace.
And finally, a cautionary tale about using online social networks on the job. The NFL slapped Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Chad Ochocinco with a $25,000 fine for tweeting. Seems number 85 sent out a bunch of messages just before and during last Friday night's preseason game against the Eagles. While the Football League has nothing against Twitter, only the timing of those tweets. Ochocinco apologized how? On Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, ChiatekisMMR. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatekis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.